פרגרף י"ז, ועל כן בהושענא רבה שעוז נגמר התיקון. Now we can understand why on Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkot, which is the completion of this tikkun that started from Rosh Hashanah. Oimrim Oz, Kol Sefer Tehillim. One of the highlights of Hoshana Rabbah is those that are privileged to stay up on the night of Hoshana Rabbah and say the tikkun Leil Hoshana Rabbah. One of the main parts of that tikkun is that we read the Sefer Tehillim, the five books of Tehillim, with special Yehi Ratzons that we say at the end of each one of those five books that are specifically for Hoshana Rabbah. Ki ze ikar hatikun shana oiski me Rosh Hashanah ad ata. Rav Nosson Zal reiterates again that this is the main tikkun that we're involved in from Rosh Hashanah through till now. Lahamshich amiras Tehillim boilam, to bring the saying of Tehillim, to introduce the saying of Tehillim into the world. V'lasek bizboiridus, to get people turned on to speaking to Hashem. V'lasos mi'atoyrois tefilois, to be making from Torah tefilah. Shekol zeo b'chinas Tehillim, that's what Tehillim is all about. Tehillim is Dovra melech hisboiridus. Tehillim is making from Torah tefilah. V'ze b'chinas choysam v'choysam b'toy choysam. And now we could understand also the concept of a double seal. This is written in the Gemara and in other Sforim, that on Yom Kippur, when we get to Ne'ilah, the final tefillah of Ne'ilah, we switch. We don't say v'chosveinu anymore, we say v'chosmeinu. Hashem seal us into the Book of Life. Yom Kippur is the seal of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but it's the first seal. We know that in Yiddishkeit there's a concept of a double seal. A choysam is a seal, and a choysam betoy choysam, a seal within a seal. And we're told that the second seal takes place on Hoshana Rabbah, 9 days later or so, after Yom Kippur, when we make the second choysam, when we have a sort of Yom Kippur service on Hoshana Rabbah in the morning at Shacharis. The Chazan puts on a kittel like he does in Yom Kippur, and he starts from Laman Atzeach. It's similar to a Yom Kippur type service. And it's a much, much longer davening. We're doing those seven hakafas around. Not like each day of Sukkot where it's one little hakafa. We're doing seven rounds. It's like a Yom Kippur prayer. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Choysom hamalchus, tainu choysom atfilo, shlo yigabas zor. The first seal is putting a protective seal around the malchus, said no outsiders should get to it. The klipos, the sidrachor, shouldn't be able to get to it. Remember, the malchus is vulnerable. The malchus is the lowest sphere. It's the one that's closest to the forces of the sidrachor. So we have to protect it. How do we protect it? We put a protective seal around it. Zebchinas kishezoichen lespalel rak al yirashamayim. That seal is made when a person is zeicha to direct their tefillos for ruchnius, when a person says, Hashem, help me be zeicha to have proper respect for you, proper yirashamayim. Sheze ikur shleimus hatfila. We learned a few pages back that that's real tefillah. If a person's davening for a chocolate bar, if a person's davening for $100 or this, that, that's lower level tefillah. That's not the real tefillah. The real tefillah is when he's davening for something permanent, because the chocolate bar is here today, gone tomorrow. The parnasa is here today, gone tomorrow. The neshama, if a person zecher yira shamayim, that's forever. That's my other bank account, my savings account. The other stuff is checking account, in and out, money in, money out, money. Eat bathroom, you know. Bechinas yiras Hashem hi tishalol. As the pasuk says, fear of Hashem, that's praiseworthy. That's the real tefillah. That's the v'zeh nigmar b'yom kippurim. And that seal, the seal around the malchus, the developing of the Yiras Shamayim, that's completed on Yom Kippur. Ki Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur mispalalim al hayira. Because from Rosh Hashanah throughout Aseres till Yom Kippur, we're focusing our tefillos, begging Hashem to have proper Yiras Shamayim. Bechinas, as we have in the Shemon Esrei, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, uvechein tein pachtecha. Hashem, please impose your fear upon us. We should be afraid of you. We should respect you. V'chulu, etc., etc. Avol oid tzrichen lesaken es hatfila yoiser bebchinas choysam al choysam. But that's not enough. That first seal isn't enough. We have to be able to perfect the tefillah on another level, a seal within a seal. V'zeh zoichen kisha oisen mea toirois tefillois. That's accomplished when a person zoicha to take Torah and make it into tefillah. וזה אויסקים בסוכס על ידי ארבע מינים כנל. And that's what we're involved in on Sukkos when we're zecher to take those four species, the lulav, the hadas, marovis, and the esrig. Shemenanim bohem, we shake them. Umamshichin hamoichin mehoroish letoich shishik tzavois. And the Arizal tells us that by doing that, we're drawing light, sechel, moichin, from the roish, from the moichin of Zeranpin, into the shishik tzavois, into the six lower spheroids. וזה נגמר בהושענא רבה, and that's finalized and completed on הושענא רבה, בחינס חוסם בתוי חוסם, which is called a seal within a seal. Now, in parentheses, Rav Nosson Zal writes, וזה צורך עיון וביר. This needs a little more clarification, כי למעלה אמרנו, שגם בראש השונות ים הכיפורים, ממשיכים זה התיקן לעסיס מהתורס תפילס. If you check back earlier, we had learned that on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur also we're involved in making Torah into Tefillah. That seems to be contradicting what I just said here now. We just said here that on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur we're involved in building Tefillah on the first level, getting to the level of Tefillah for Yiras Shamayim. And on Sukkos is when we start getting into the making from Torah Tefillah. Ach zeh yesh liyashe benokel. However, Rabbi Nosson says, don't worry, we have a simple answer for this. Ki bevadai kol tikkun hatfila hu b'Rosh Hashanah. There's no question about it that the major tikkun hatfila is taking place on Rosh Hashanah. V'chol tikkuni ha-malchus shebchinas tfila shenigmorim achar kach ad shmini atzeres ha-koil hischil b'Rosh Hashanah. And all the special things that go on after Rosh Hashanah until shmini atzeres, still all of it began on Rosh Hashanah. Rak shegmar tikkun shel kol b'chino b'chino Nigmar Bizmanoi. All the faucets are open on Rosh Hashanah. All the channels are flowing on Rosh Hashanah. However, when does each thing get finalized and completed? Each thing has its date. Some things get finalized on Yom Kippur, some things on the beginning of Sukkos, and it continues until Hashanah Rabbah. Val Pize, Yeh Meyushev Stiranal. Based on what I just said, that problem is resolved. However, Rav Nosson Zal says you should know that this still requires analysis and explanation.